Oh, that's better.
Cooler, certainly.
Yes.
Thickness of the walls. Mm. Norman's built to last. It's not too cold for you.
No.
Yeah, good.
What a splendid window.
Yeah. Now, Miss Maud Bellamy was wide-eyed and intent.
Mm.
I know that Fitzroy is dead. Don't be afraid to tell me the details.
Remarkable composure.
Yes, indeed.
Who told her the full story? You or Stackhurst?
Stackhurst.
And I imagine she took it well.
Extremely well. When Stackhurst had finished, she turned to me. It seemed that she knew who I was.
Prize of fame. What did she say?
Mr. Holmes, you have my sympathy and my help. Bring them to justice, whoever they may be.
Them? Why did she say that?
Oh, my question exactly. Sir, Fitzroy Macpherson was a brave and strong man. No single person could have done this to him.
A note in the dead man's pocket.
Yes, I asked her about it.
What did it mean?
I see no reason for any more mystery, Mr. Holmes. We were engaged to be married.
Why did you keep it a secret, Miss Bellamy?
Because Fitzroy stood to be disinherited if he married against his family's wish.
Well, why not tell your father and your brother?
My life is my own. I would have told them if they'd ever shown the slightest sympathy.
I will be there, you may be sure. Where, Miss Bellamy?
There was a place on the beach where we used to meet.
And when?
Just after sunset, tonight. Any more questions?
Did she know if Macpherson had any enemies?
None in the world.
And yourself? Is there anyone who would want to harm you?
No one.
Anyone who might be jealous of your fiancée? Have you had any previous admirers?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Several.
Including Mr. Ian Murdoch.
There was a time when I thought so.
Was there indeed? Ah, I can't think of anything else. Have I missed anything that you asked?
Not a thing. Bravo.
Thank you. I'm not sure he's got me anywhere.
There is one thing I haven't told you yet.
To do with Miss Bellamy?
Most definitely. You remember her words at the beginning of the interview?
You mean about bringing them to justice?
Whoever they might be.
Yes.
As she said that, it seemed to me that she looked straight at her father and her brother.
3:45. On to the next place.
There isn't one.
For staying in Portwood?
That's not what I meant. You're now in possession of practically all the facts.
Practically all? What about the findings of the inquest?
It was adjourned for further evidence.
What would you have done? You examined the beach again.
There was no more success than the first time.
The dead man's room at the school?
Nothing.
Then you would have gone over the whole case and tried the old eliminate the impossible approach.
Be my guest.
Right. The facts first, then. A popular and talented young man sets off as usual for his morning swim. Did he always go alone, by the way?
I asked Stackhurst that very question. No, he didn't. Quite the contrary. A few of the students almost always went with him.
Did they indeed? What happened that morning?
Ian Murdoch set them a maths test before breakfast.
Now, that's downright suspicious.
I thought so. Carry on.
Macpherson gets to the beach, prepares for his swim, but before he can get into the water, he's savagely attacked with some sort of flail or whip.
Look at these. Yes, photographs of the wound.
Good God. That's inhuman. Why didn't you show me these earlier?
Because I didn't get them myself until this stage of the investigation. I hadn't seen the wounds in this much detail until now.
Right. These lacerations are remarkably thin.
Yes.
As if they were made with very fine wires. Do you have your lens with you?
Yes, here.
Thank you. Now, these wounds aren't even. There are dots of blood spaced all along them. A very fine cat of nine tails? It's devilish, whatever it was. After all these years, I still find it hard to believe that one human being can do something like that to another.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
That's true, I suppose. Cynical, but true. Ah, suppose Murdoch set his test, then hurried out to the beach. No, Stackhurst would have seen him. Is there another route?
Yes, another path down the cliff nearer the school and then along the beach.
So, he sets his test, rushes out on scene, gets to the lagoon, and attacks Macpherson. Then he hides in one of the grottos in the cliff face until he can slip away.
I thought you decided that he had no reason to hide.
Because at the top of the cliff is invisible from the beach, yes. Perhaps he's just afraid that there might be someone about, criminals, or a coward, superstitious, or... Yeah, it's not very convincing. What about other possible murderers? The Bellamys, I suppose, father and son. Yes, I really believe.